People are miraculously healed from depression when he plays the violin. Next on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Centuries have come and gone, offering wisdom and understanding throughout the ages. Today, there should be nothing beyond one's power to discover. And yet, the strange, unusual, and mysterious world of the supernatural defies understanding. Stay tuned for a unique and powerful investigation into a curious, undiscovered universe only on It's Supernatural.
Hello, I'm Sid Roth, the investigative reporter. With me, Maurice Scalar. He started out at age 4 playing the violin. It looks like a who's who. He was really a child prodigy. He was selected by Musical America as one of the top young 10 artists of the year in 1990. He went to Juilliard. He graduated from Curtis. These are world-class places to train. He's been a guest soloist at so many different symphony orchestras throughout America. It's too many for me to list. But Maurice, as a child prodigy, how old were you when you had your first violin in your hand?
I was 4 when I started playing.
Was it a violin as big as a regular one, or?
It was about an 8th size instrument, pretty small.
And did you rebel? Did you like it? What's a 4-year-old doing with a violin?
Well, my father is a cellist, and my stepmother played violin in the Atlanta mm-hmm. Symphony, and they started me on the violin partly because they thought I had a good ear, you know, and I could listen well, and they just wanted me to play. And I both loved and hated the violin. I had a very ambivalent relationship.
Well, I could understand the love. Why'd you hate it?
Well, when I began to play and I caught on, my father, who wanted to be a professional cellist, he didn't make it professionally as a cellist, he's an attorney, but he still plays cello in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. But he really, when he saw that I had a great gift on the violin, he really wanted me to do everything that he never got a chance to do.
A lot of parents are that way.
Yeah, and so I always say he was extremely encouraging to me. He really wanted me to play.
How many hours a day did you practice?
Well, I'd say definitely 2, and then as I got into later, after about 11 or 12, 3 and 4 hours a day, sometimes 5.
5 hours a day, that's got to be tough on a young kid.
Well, it's what it takes to learn the violin, but it's not easy on a kid, no.
How much of a taskmaster was your dad?
Well, he just wanted me to do this so much. And I had, my real mom, and he split up when I was 2, and so I stayed with my father, and the combination of some of these things as a very young person put a lot of instability in my life. Plus, I could talk to you when I was a kid kind of like I do now, and so I didn't really have a normal childhood. So all of that together, when I got into my teenage years and then beyond, it really created a lot of pressure for me.
Tell me your worst moment. Well, you said pressure. Your worst moment.
The worst moment I can think of was I was my last year at Juilliard, and it was in 1986. I was 23, and I was in such pain emotionally. I was on. I went to the George Washington Bridge in New York City to jump off, and I almost did jump off, except I couldn't get my feet to move. But I got very close and was about ready to jump off. That's probably the worst moment.
You said you were in such pain. Why were you in such pain? What was really going on, Maurice?
Well, for years, my dad would tell me, you know, going through school, well, you're different, you're an artist, you don't really fit in. But when you make it, then you're going to be happy, and you'll find yourself, and you'll be with other musicians that are like you. And the music world was painted to me as a very almost a fairy tale place, and when I finally realized that I had made it, whatever that meant, I was playing concerts, but I was lonely and unhappy, and I felt like I had lost myself.
Well, wait a second, you made it, and you said you're lonely and unhappy. The tilt, I don't understand. Explain.
Well, that was one of the reasons. I didn't either, except I think it had to do with there was a spiritual component to it, in addition to just working so hard for something that I thought I would find where I fit in the world, and realizing that I did not, I could not find that. I did not fit in this world. And that's why I said, well, I don't want to live in this world anymore then. So I was suicidal for a year almost after that.
What brought you out of this?
Well, I had met a man when I was a student at Curtis that was a Christian man, and he knew the Bible really well. And when I was 13 years old, I had had an experience where I had received Jesus as Messiah and my Lord, but I did not have any good teaching from the Bible, and I had no church environment. I was just raised, you know, real secular music was really everything to me.
Well, would you have said, even though you were a believer in Jesus, that music was your God?
Yes, yes. And I wanted to please my dad so much, too. Yes, I loved the arts and music and classical music, and I had worked so hard, and I was just exhausted, too. I had just pushed for years and years, and I was just at a point where I just broke down. But the Lord healed me. Over time, and I just surrendered everything to Him. And He told me one time, He said, "Son, you can entertain people for an evening, but if you'll go and minister and perform for Me, I'll do more than just entertain people for an evening. I will change lives forever." And He said, "Which do you want?" And I said, "Well, I just had surrendered everything. You know, my earthly father, I wanted to please him so much, and I realized that vision was not what my heavenly father had for me. The heavenly father had a vision for me to play the violin, but it was without all the pressure of this world system."
Are you there now?
Yeah.
You are there now.
Yeah.
In a moment, when we come back, you're going to see something. You're going to see a man that was suicidal, a man that had so much depression, he didn't even want to live. I believe we're talking to people right now. I'm talking to someone right now. You are suicidal. You see no purpose to live. And you're going to see something when we come back that you're going to find hard to believe of the change in Maurice Scholar. Be right back.
We'll return with Sid Roth and It's Supernatural right after this.
Hello, Sid Roth, your investigative reporter here with world-class violinist. He was a child prodigy, Maurice Scholar. He had it made. I mean, he was the soloist at various symphonies throughout America. He was noted. I mean, I've got articles and reviews. He had it all. He had what he wanted, and he was depressed, suicidal. Some people say, if I could only get it, I'd be so happy. Well, he got it, and he wasn't happy. Well, he had a revolutionary change in himself that he had an encounter with the living God. And to see how he went from suicidal depression to not natural, but supernatural joy, we're going to have a clip in just a moment. But Maurice said, and I felt just before we came back, that God is going to heal so many people when you hear this music. And even before, even now, for instance, right now, there's someone that is viewing us whose neck has just been healed. Maurice, what is God telling you?
Well, you know, the Bible talks about musicians that played for the Lord, that God would heal people as they were playing, like Saul playing for David, and the distressing spirit would be he would be calm. And there's different kinds of healing, but I see a lot of physical miracles in a lot of the meetings and services that I do, concerts that I play, and I really believe that the Lord is as I play, and as I play during this clip and later on, God is going to heal a lot of people with cancer, problems in, there's someone with colon cancer. God is healing you right now. See, because healing comes from God. He is the healer. There's someone with terrible migraine headaches. You've had them for years. The Lord's the Lord is going to heal you as you listen. Music can carry a tremendous healing flow, and I sense that just different cancers and problems, incurable things.
And not only that, someone's back has just been healed. Now, get ready to see not natural joy, but supernatural joy in the Jewish medley. About you, but I think about that depressed concert violinist, that world-class violinist that was so depressed he wanted to jump off of the George Washington Bridge, and then to see him dancing and playing the violin. Maurice, that wasn't an act. That was real stuff.
It's real. You know, there's something supernatural about the joy of the Lord.
But that was also the Jewish medley. You are a Jewish believer in Jesus. What's it feel like doing a Jewish medley?
Oh, I love the Jewish people. I am, like I said, I'm Jewish, and I love playing it. There's a release of the joy of the Lord, which is, the joy is different than happiness. It's something that God gives us. It's something supernatural, as your program is called. Yeah.
Are many people set free from suicide or depression when they hear your music?
Yes, I've had many reports of both emotional healings, mental healings.
People... Tell me about one.
Well, I'm thinking of, actually it was a Jewish man, a young man, a teenager, who was suicidal and had some bipolar problems with depression, and he just put my tape on in his room, and over a period of several weeks and maybe a couple months or so, it completely left his life. Very often it can be from spiritual causes, you know, and the Bible talks a lot about evil spirits that bring on depression and these type of things, and music can carry either the atmosphere of heaven or the atmosphere of hell.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When we come back, you're going to have flooded into your home as Maurice plays on his violin right before us, the atmosphere of heaven. Be right back. Hello, Sid Roth back again with Maurice Scholar. Do you remember on this Paul and Silas, suddenly something wonderful happened? I'm saying to you, suddenly something wonderful is going to happen to you when supernaturally the music that Maurice Scholar is going to play right now, it's a song that I selected because I believe God, the creator of the universe, selected this for you. You see, God wants you to behold the Messiah. We shall behold him. Maurice. Someone's head has just been healed, the whole head area, someone's back, and someone's ear has just been healed in Yeshua's name. Thank you. Maurice Scalar, while he was playing, I felt your pain. I felt your sadness. I felt your hurts. More important than me feeling them, God felt your pain. God felt your sadness. God felt your hurts. There is hope. Because Maurice wasn't even going to bring his violin, but he brought it because God loved you so much. He knew that it was going to touch your spirit. Literally, that music just combined with your spirit and has given you tikva. That's a Hebrew word for hope. Where you were hopeless, it's just supernaturally, there is hope inside of you. And the only hope is in the Messiah of Israel, Yeshua, Jesus. Not in religion, not in tradition, but in Yeshua. Believe that he died for your sins. Tell God you're sorry. Just be a mensch, a human. Tell him, I'm sorry, God, I've sinned against you. Please forgive me and help me change. I believe Yeshua, Jesus, died for my sins, and by his blood I'm healed. I make Yeshua my Lord. Lord, come inside of me. Do that, say it right now. Come inside of me, and he's going to come, and where you had no hope, you have hope now. You don't have hurts. He bore them for you. He took it for you. You don't have it anymore. It's on him. It was on his back. He carried away for you. He does love you. God loves you. He knows your name. He knows your name. That's why he had me here.